Hello and welcome to the Brutal Iron Gym Podcast, where our goal is to cut through the BS and deliver the brutal truth about topics related to health and happiness. So today's topic is training and the importance and benefits of warm-ups. So I had somebody recently kind of ask about why I have them do the warm-ups that I have them do in their programming, and why some clients do other warm-ups, and why it appears to them that some clients don't warm up. So we'll kind of talk through all that, and we'll give some examples at the end. So at first, the benefits of warm-ups. Well, actually, let's kind of, what is technically a warm-up? How about that? What I would define warm-ups as, and we've talked about them as like called movement preparation as well, is the idea of it is you want to come into the gym that day, and you probably have something that you want to do very well at. Let's take an easy example, would be powerlifting or strength sports. So let's say you come in that day and you want to do bench press, okay? That's your main goal. Warm-ups is how do you get ready to bench press? We have people who think that you can just walk into the gym, lay down on the bench, start moving the barbell, and by the time they get to the heavy stuff, you know, they're good to go, everything's fine. I would argue that that is insanely, insanely inefficient. And if you're in your 30s and 40s or 50s and you started lifting weights young, so let's say you have 10 years of lifting weights in you, you're going to probably laugh about people who come in and just kind of start moving the bar around because they're eventually going to have joint annoyances and the body's going to hurt. Nothing's going to feel really good over time. So when I was in my, you know, teens and 20s, I was, you know, made of rubber, so you could bounce back and do anything you wanted. So you could do all the stupid crap you wanted to yourself. You could walk in and, you know, do a one rep max and three sets and walk out of the gym and be fine. As you get more training years under you, that does not work well. And then also, as you get more training experience, you start to recognize that there are benefits to warm-ups that will allow you to continue to make progress. So first of all, you will plateau faster without warm-ups. Second of all, you will also, I have too many things swirling in my head at the second here. So, but you will plateau quicker without warm-ups. And then also you'll have more like pains and aches. You won't have as much longevity in the sport or in like lifting. So I think I got sidetracked there real quick. Let me come back to what warm-ups are. But they would prepare you for the movement of that day. So like some of the examples that we have written down for bench press or like upper body pushing. So if you're going to do like overhead press work, something like that, is I'll often program like back exercises because they're really good for getting blood flow into the shoulders. And also your upper back positioning makes an enormous difference in the performance of bench pressing and overhead pressing, and also reduction of annoyances to like your AC joint, which is kind of this, you might have a pain in the front of your shoulder, like underneath the shoulder muscle, the front shoulder muscle sometimes when you bench. That is your AC joint telling you that it doesn't like you. So if somebody is not well balanced in their push versus pull muscles, or if they're over pumped and too tight on their push muscles, and then they try to lower a bar down to their chest, it stretches the push muscles, and that can cause strain on the connective tissue related to those muscles. Whereas if you pump up the back and you get a lot of blood flow in the back, that back exercise is done correctly, also correct thoracic positioning, which is kind of the part of your spine that's around your shoulder blades. So we tend to be hunched over and very forward in our everyday life, sitting at desks and reaching at computers and whatnot. Everything is kind of in front of us, right to our face in life. So we tend to be thoracically kind of like lazy or stuck in a very forward position. So when you try to do bench press or even overhead press work, you have to, what's called retract your scapula. You have to pull your shoulder blades together. So almost like you're trying to touch your shoulder blades together and that puffs out your chest. If you do that, it gives you a nice strong base to your shoulder joint. And then when you're doing pressing motions, they feel stabilized, they feel braced, and you're going to get a much better performance and also less aches and pains. So I tend to program a lot of back work for people before they do pushes. So they'll maybe do one or even two exercises of back work, and that helps a ton. We also have in our gym here, we have a Concept 2 rower, and we have a connector that allows you to connect any handle you want to our rower. So you don't have to keep the little short plastic thing they have on there as the permanent handle. So you can actually switch out. We can put D-rings. We can put other handles on. So I'll have them do, like, face pulls. Or we can do, like, cable seated rows, almost like mimicking the exercise. But there's no eccentric damage, so there's no inflammation. So sometimes for people, if I want them to get a warm-up but no eccentric damaging, and we want no kind of inflammation buildup before we would press for various reasons, whether it's performance-based or rehab-based, we can throw on different handles onto our rower, and they can do, like, seated rows or face pulls. We can even do oblique twist. We can do one-arm rows on that thing, like standing cable one-arm rows. We've even done pull-throughs for glutes and hamstring warm-ups. We've done a bunch of weird things on our rower. We also have a ski erg, Concept 2 ski erg, and that's a great way to, again, warm up the back. You can actually open up your lats really well. You can activate your core some if you could perform that with a abdominal contraction rather than just a yank off the off the cables. But those are some typical things we would do. And like I was saying, is the point of all that is it prepares you, it better prepares you for the large movement of the day. So if you, even if you're a bodybuilder and say you want to come in and you want to warm up your chest, I mean, if you want to work chest that day, you probably have a heavy thing that you're focusing on that day, maybe dumbbell chest press. So you're going to do 15-degree incline dumbbell chest press. You're going to do three heavy sets of, say, like 6 to 10 reps. And that's something that you're really focusing on that day. Well, in the bodybuilding world, we talk about priming and pre-exhaust, and you better damn well sure be doing one of the two of those, otherwise you're not getting the best results. So we've talked about priming and pre-exhaust and why they're important and why you should do them in podcast number 334. So if you are an aesthetic athlete and you do not do priming and pre-exhaust, you are absolutely missing results. So go check out that podcast. Again, that's podcast 334. So you would come in, and you might do a set of, like, cable crossovers, get some blood flow into the chest, a couple sets of 20 or so, kind of like that 40-60 second time under tension range. You're not working on max weight. You're just trying to get blood flow, get a burn in the muscle, kind of get it pumped up, get it ready. So essentially what you're doing is you're doing a warm-up. That might not look like a traditional style warm-up. So, for example, I had a client who asked me, they said, why do some people warm up and some people don't? So maybe before, like, somebody comes in and we want to train legs that day, and I have them do machine adductor and machine abductor to work on their hips and open up their groin and, like, kind of inner thighs, make sure they're up and mobile and active. We might think of foam rolling your adductors as a typical style warm-up. You might not think of getting high degree of blood flow, like 40 to 60 second of time under tensions, on a machine adductor as the same thing, but it can be, assuming you use a full range of motion. So sometimes in the aesthetic world, you will use an exercise as a kind of a lighter weight load or even sub-maximal, not to failure or not even close to failure, maybe like a, you know, 5 out of 10 or 6 out of 10 intensity, and that gets blood flow that opens up the muscles. So that would serve as a warm-up. So sometimes people don't do what we would traditionally think of as warm-ups, is like foam rolling and stuff like that. They might do a exercise before a big one. So chest flies before chest press. Maybe adductor, abductor before they do squats or deadlifts. So the idea of what a warm-up is, how we would classify it, is it's an exercise you do to get you ready for the exercise that's the main focus of the day. Now, why do we do warm-ups? I can't believe I just talked for 8.5 minutes already. That was supposed to be quick. But the benefits in warm-ups are improved movement patterning and improved performance. So improved movement patterning also involves kind of prehab and rehab. So if you don't have anything wrong with you yet, congratulations, and let's keep it that way. So doing warm-ups allows you to avoid muscular strains and joint strains. Also, if you do have muscular strains and joint strains already, warm-ups help you alleviate those and correct those rather than going into your big heavy movement and having the big heavy movement pull at shit that feels bad until it feels good, and then all of a sudden you think you're warmed up. No, 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 no. Okay? So with proper warm-ups, what you're trying to do, one of the points of warming up is to center your joints. So you can think of a joint, like if we think of our knee joint, as a puppet. We have a puppet has a lot of strings that come down to it. So a string that moves the hand, a string that moves the upper arm, a string that moves the shoulder, a string that moves the leg. There's a string to kind of every part of the puppet, right? Well, our joints have strings to them, which are our muscles. By doing a proper warm-up, it allows you to balance out the muscular tightnesses related to the joint that you're warming up, and that allows you to quote-unquote even out the strings. So if I come into the gym and I've been sitting all day, and my adductors, my groin muscles, are very tight, that's almost like I tied a knot in one of the strings of the puppet. The puppet could still move, but he'd be moving kind of goofy, right? He'd be kind of like jacked up to one side, kind of just would be looking kind of odd. Well, that is what happens to our knee. So if I come into the gym and my adductor, my groin muscles are very tight, and I go try to squat or deadlift, and I get uneven tightness in the musculature involved in the movement, they will pull unevenly on my joint. So I might have pain on the inside of my knee, and I wonder why the hell does the inside of my knee hurt? Well, that puppet string, the muscle related to the area of pain, might be tight. So therefore, it's like that puppet string is tied in a knot. So warming up allows us to even out the puppet strings. It allows us to even out the muscles related to the joints that we warm up. So, for example, I said if we do back work before you do presses, that evens out the puppet strings of your shoulder. Whereas for like squats and deadlifts, maybe you push and pull a sled around for a little bit. Maybe you do the adductor abductor. Maybe you do a couple light sets of leg press. Maybe you do foam rolling. Maybe you do like PNF contract release type stretches. So you can even have body weight style movements like 90-90 rotations, like hip 90-90 rotations. If you don't know what any of these are, it's okay. But the point is there's a lot of variety in what you can do. So the purpose of all that is that helps your then squats and deadlifts move better. So that evens out the puppet strings of, say, your ankles, your knees, your hips, kind of makes sure that the joints can move correctly and evenly. So that reduces joint annoyance in the moment. It can also correct a joint annoyance as you come into the gym. So if you're coming into the gym and you're like, man, my freaking back's kind of tight today, well, address that before you try to pick up a freaking bar and deadlift and squat. Like, duh. So you want to do some warm-ups to get your body either moving correctly if it isn't already, or ensure it moves correctly and get blood flow into the joints and make sure you don't have any nagging annoyances developing over time. Also, warm-ups help reduce muscle strain. So muscles should slide and glide against each other. So our muscles are not one big clumpy thing. They're actually several small little fibers of stuff. There are several small fibers inside of like a larger fiber. There are several large fibers instead of a muscle. It's a like layer. So all these like muscle strands, almost like strings or like pieces of noodle, so spaghetti noodles, they all should be sliding and slippery against each other. So just like spaghetti noodles, if they get dry, they kind of stick together, right? Well, if our muscles are not properly maintained in terms of positioning, hydration, all these other kind of factors, they can kind of stick together. So if I try to get two muscles to move that should actually move at different rates. So for example, if you extend your leg, if you're in a seated position and you extend your leg, you're using your quadriceps. Quadriceps, quad is four, seps is Latin for muscle, so four muscles. There's actually four muscles, and we could be more technical if we wanted to, but that's no point in that, is there's four muscles involved in you extending your leg. Those muscles that are involved actually have to move at different rates to contract. So their one muscle might have to move, say, 3 inches to become fully contracted, whereas in the exact same amount of time, a muscle right next to it might have to move 4 inches to become fully contracted. So our muscles actually slide and glide against each other, but they do so at different rates of movement. So if those two are clumped together, and the one is trying to move 4 inches and the other one's only trying to move 3 inches, something's going to go different, right? It's not going to work well. Somebody's going to lose that battle. And where you tend to feel that loss is in the related joint. So sometimes when people extend their knee or they try to do a bodyweight squat, they'll say like, oh, my knee hurts. And often what that's related to is tight musculature, okay, which is either causing the imbalance of the puppet or the musculature is not sliding and gliding next to each other correctly, and that's causing an abnormal or uneven pull or tug at that connective tissue related to the joint. So their kneecap will feel like pain simply because the quadricep muscles are not free to slide and glide like they should. And this can sometimes be true of people who are seated often throughout the day because the upper part of your quadricep is in a very kind of shortened position. So some of those muscles would kind of be short and clumpy next to each other. And then when you go to stand up, you'll feel kind of stiff. And then imagine trying to like sit down, stand up as you would in a squat. So by doing a proper warm-up, not only do we reduce joint annoyance, we would also reduce muscle strain. Then proper warm-ups also help with mind-muscle connection. So bodybuilders, I probably just got you guys to wake up right there. Mind-muscle connections. That one's for you guys. Okay? But this is actually good for all athletes and anybody just working out. Proper warm-ups help improve the ability for your mind and your muscles to communicate well. So that way you're moving the exact muscle you want for the exercise you're choosing. And also so you have efficiency in your movement patterning. Meaning your body's going to call on the right muscles at the right times, at the right rates, without calling on assisting muscles incorrectly. So doing a proper warm-up helps you, like, for example, that's why we talk about priming and pre-exhaust, by the way, for you aesthetic athletes, why it's so important, is doing chest flies before a chest press allows you to better feel your chest. So then when you go to the presses, you can better focus on the stretch and contraction of your chest, and you're less likely to lose the movement to the front delt or triceps, having them take over. So if your chest is pre-warmed up, it's pre-lit up, like you can find it better, you have a better mental connection with it going into the dumbbell movement, you will then have better efficiency of using your chest. So that's the other part of kind of improved movement patterning, is that mind-muscle connection improvement helps you pick the right muscles at the right rates and leave out the other ones you don't want. Now, the improved performance factor, again, kind of includes that mind-muscle connection. If I'm moving more efficiently, that means more of my force that I'm creating is being transferred to the weight that I'm moving. So if I'm moving a barbell, a dumbbell, a machine, whatever the heck I'm doing, okay, whatever the exercise is that I'm trying to exert force onto an object, the better mind-muscle connection I have, the better movement patterning efficiency I have, the better I can translate the force that I am able to produce into the thing I want to produce it into. So the dumbbell, the barbell, the machine, whatever. So you will get better performance because out of the force that you're creating, more of that force is being directed exactly where you want it to be. Meaning you're not picking the wrong muscles, you're not losing force due to like instability. There's a lot of other factors involved that we're kind of skipping over due to time constraints. But that is an enormous component of improved performance. So if somebody says, well, I don't warm up, you know, I just go on the bench and I kind of just bench and I'm fine. Well, you can actually do better. What you think is fine isn't your best. Why not go for something that's best, not something that's good enough or it's worked so far? Ugh. If that's your mindset, oh, this has worked so far. Yeah, but is that the best? If I've gotten B's on a test, that's good, but what if I want A's? So if you bench 450 and you now want to bench 500, whatever got you to 450 might not get you to 500. You must be open to new things. Old ways got you where you are now. Old ways may not get you where you want to be next. So, it's very important that you perform warm-ups, even if what you've been doing has been working. What if there's a better way to do it? What if there's a better rate of progress? Maybe you've added 40 pounds to your bench the last 3 years. What if you could add 50? What if you could add 60? What are you missing by just assuming good enough is good enough? Okay? So the other benefit we have in terms of improved performance is proper warm-ups. They increase your adrenaline production, meaning you're going to have greater explosivity. I said that really weird, but you know what I mean. You're going to be more explosive. So you're also going to have more aggression, which is freaking awesome. Gives you kind of more confidence, more power output. Just kind of, it makes everything go well, okay? And then better focus. When you have high adrenaline, you will be more narrowly focused. So people talk about being in the zone. That is what in the zone is adrenaline is nice and high. Everything's flowing. You feel like you're just kind of like, man, I'm freaking crushing everything. Everything's going great. Part of that is adrenaline. Okay. Then the other thing we have is endorphins, which are kind of our natural painkillers, is it can help you kind of like not notice or be less aware of small little aches and pains and annoyances and whatnot going on. Now, that can sometimes be detrimental because you can get an injury, okay? But it also can be a performance performance improver. I can't even think right now. Performance enhancer. That's what I was thinking of. Because if you're not noticing what's going on, you're just going to freaking keep producing tons of force. So, and you're going to do great because your body doesn't know any better. So, but that's the idea, is the benefits of warm-ups is, again, like we said, improved movement patterning. So it helps reduce joint annoyance, reduce muscle strain, and improves mind-muscle connection, which improves your motor movement pattern efficiency. You also have improved performance. So through having the better movement efficiency, you can transfer the force that you're able to create more directly into what you're creating it into, okay, the barbell, dumbbell, whatever. And also, proper warm-ups improve adrenaline, which improves performance because you have greater explosivity, you have greater aggression, and greater focus. And also, warm-ups improve performance based on endorphins. You'll have better natural painkillers, so your pain tolerance will be sky high. Okay, so that's what we want. So warm-ups are incredibly, incredibly important. If you have not been doing warm-ups, could what you have been doing so far have been working? Sure, absolutely. But may there be a better alternative out there? If what I'm doing has been working, is it working the best? If there are two options and the second option can give me 10% better results, why the hell would I not do that? The first one was giving me 90%. That's nice. But man, if there's 100% out there, why wouldn't I chase that down? Okay? So be open-minded to new things if you've never done warm-ups. And if you are doing warm-ups, freaking great for you, okay? So that's why I wanted to kind of tell you all the benefits of this stuff. And like I said, our examples, we said for like upper body kind of benching or kind of like push workouts, we'll be doing back exercises, or you can do like concept 2 rower, ski erg, really anything that pumps up your shoulders and gets your back kind of awake and improves thoracic mobility. For squats and deadlifts, you want to get blood flow into your hips and knees. So that way you can make sure that those joints are moving correctly. So like we said, the puppet joints, make sure all your puppet strings are loose and moving freely. And you can do that through sled work. We do like belt squat banded step-ups. So I like step-ups better than marches. They're way more inclusive of multiple muscle groups. Also, we have core bracing work. You can do a ton of core work. That helps you get ready for like the tightness that you need in squats and deadlifts. You can do explosive jumps, like box jumps before deadlifts is freaking awesome. So there's a ton of benefit. Bounds before you do squats is a really good one too. And then different types, again, like rower variations and whatnot. So we have a lot of warm-up examples. If you like the idea of warm-ups and you like the idea of what I'm telling you and you would like some examples, email us, brutalirongym@gmail.com. I'll send you some warm-ups that I've been writing for clients in my most recent kind of client pool. Okay, cool. So thank you for listening. Hopefully this kind of rose or awoken whatever the hell your awareness of warm-ups. So I hope you guys are actually sticking with me today. So my mind's a little scattered, but there are a ton of benefit to warm-ups. So if you're not doing them yet, please start. They will help you. If you are doing them, email us for some examples to see if what you're doing is as complete as it can be. See if there's some things that maybe you can improve on and kind of add more to your warm-ups and get better efficiency from them. Okay? Cool. So if you like the podcast, please share it with family and friends. The more people we help, the happier the world will be. Also, if you like this information, you can find more from us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at Brutal Iron Gym. And if you have any questions, feedback, and suggestions, we'd love to hear from you. The podcast is for you, so we want to know what you want to learn about. And you can tell us at our email, brutalirongym@gmail.com. As always, I hope this was helpful, and thank you for listening.